born on November 8th, 2003. Our name is Sarah Hall, and she came under conviction in her early teen years, and she was saved at that time and baptized by any members of the First Baptist Church of Salem, Massachusetts. And there, Pastor Bowles, Dr. Bowles was the pastor there, and he had a real heart for missions, and that carried over to his people, of course. And Sarah, very early on, had a real burden for missions, and she told this to a friend when she was a teenager. She said, how can I be so inactive when I know that thousands are perishing in this land of grace, and millions in other lands are at this moment yielding before senseless idols? And then in her diary, she said this, and this is very interesting what she said. She said, sinners perishing all around me, and I almost panting to tell the far heathen of Christ, surely this is wrong. I will no longer indulge this most foolish wish, but endeavor to be useful in the position where Providence has placed me. She wanted to go to Bishopville so bad that she thought that it was wrong to have that desire, and she should be content with what the Lord had given her there. She was praying, as many were praying that day, for missionaries in Burma, that was a new endeavor, and especially Pastor Mr. and Mrs. James Coleman were part of her prayers. I don't know if they come from her church, perhaps. And at 28, Mr. Coleman died of jungle fever, and really the mission role was shaken by that. It was one of the first deaths on the field. And so they began praying for a replacement for the Colemans. And a young man answered that call, George Boardman. And as the Lord would have, of course, the Lord led Sarah and George together, really over their mutual interest in this mission field in Burma. And they were married in July of 1825. 13 days later, they're on a ship headed for Burma. And they would serve the Lord there through really some bad times in Burma, insurrection, war. They first got there, they had to stay on the boat because of the war that was going on. And anyway, the Lord eventually, they were able to do great service there. But as I said before, her husband then, George, died, I think, 6 years after they got to the field. She thought about going home. She decided to stay, Lord had her stay, and she served with the Pastor Mrs. Mason there as a widow. And then in April 1834, Sarah Boardman and Aaron Justin were united in marriage by his pastor, Pastor Mason. And the next year, Sarah proved to be a worthy successor to this wonderful lady, Anne, that had been Aaron's first wife. And they were married for a little over 11 years. Sarah became very sick in December of 1844. And about April 1845, a doctor said, of course, this is primitive medicine, it's 1800s. The doctor said the best thing for her would be to go, to be take a ride on the ship, I guess, to see her, what they thought would help her, whatever her chronic illness was. And she boarded that ship on April 26, 1825, and at first she got better. That proved to be deceptive. She got worse, and she died on the ship on September 1st, 4 months later, 1845. She was very, very intelligent, picked up the language very quickly. She actually translated the entire New Testament into the Burmese language. She then translated the Book of Proverbs to the Burmese. And though, his heart was broken the second time, Judson continued on to America to take his first furlough in 33 years. And her loss was so great to him that he tried to find someone to write her biography. And as he was finding the person that would write that biography, he met his third wife. And she would serve him faithfully until his death about 5 years later. And so, this story, and if you haven't read this book, I really recommend To the Golden Shore. It's Justin's biography. Just a wonderful book. If you ever read that book, you'd be amazed. It's my favorite missionary biography. And just a thrilling story, very, very difficult story. The Lord had very difficult times for these people in Burma. But I want to thank the Lord for this wonderful woman, Sarah Boardman Justin, who died in the 42nd year